There are no humanoid life forms aboard this vessel.
Basically, they started off me getting up early before everyone. And checked my emails, and then I woke up you and Majed, and then we headed out to the airport to pick up Joe Navron and Feinberg and Andy Cruz. So we're gonna go to my house and eat, and then meet up with them at their hotel. So we came back to my place, and we had lunch, we had some shrimp, And after that, we went out with Oakland, USD guys. We headed out to the Oakland airport after that, and we had to go pick up Tori. We decided to go to Hay Street. But on our way up there, I got a phone call from Justin. When I answered the phone, he just started screaming at me and freaking out and about how he lost the video. He can't find it on his computer, and he doesn't know what to do. You know, he's like stressing out and freaking out. So how did this happen, man? It's gone.
The video's gone?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't want to hear that, dude. What are we going to do, you know? First person everybody started talking about was Yo-Yo from Daily Bread. We just kept on going to San Francisco, and we drove out to Hay Street. First thing I thought about doing was trying to relax, so I thought we should go get some drinks. I'm going to get a drink. Anybody want some? I'm going to the bar. Been out there for maybe like 20 minutes, and then he got a hold of Yo-Yo, and he mentioned a program that revived the video, I guess.
We'll be back, Richard! We gotta get the video!
We end up having to go back to Alameda, to V's house, and getting the program off his computer and burning out to a CD, and then having to drive all the way out to Concord. Got out to Justin's house, gave him the program.
Honestly,
you should have seen this guy.
No.
Nothing
I was just
a bad. Right. We got a flat tire for safe. How the does that happen?
So he tried it, and then he restarted the computer, and the program worked. All the video files came back, and the whole video came back, and I started freaking out.
Oh my God! Hey, stop talking. Go ahead. Finish.
It was a really stressful time, but we got it.
Oh my God! You don't know how happy I am right now.
After knowing that we got the video back, we had to head back.
Let's get out of here.
Yes.
Do you want to check it?
I'm checking it.
We went our way back to the city to get to the premiere, because by that time it was like, we were late. It was like 7. I get another phone call from Eric on our way to Frisco again about how we don't have a security guard. And the owner was really stressing that we should have a security guard. I call the security guard place, and they say that we canceled it.
Well, that's ridiculous, because I'm the one in charge, and I'm the one running the event. There's no one who can call you guys. No, somebody cancel it. My vocabulary is enormous, making you want to form a
relationship. I freaked out on them, and they promised someone would show up, you know, within an hour. So I was looking, okay, I called Eric back, said, all right, someone's going to come in within an hour. So tell them that, and everything will be straight. So we eventually find a place, maybe an hour later. We get there, what, 8:30? Fashionably late, and security guard's still not there, and the place is packed, the people outside are
Oh shit. What's up, man? What a crazy day, man.
Dude, I heard about
you. Everybody's video? Wow, there's a lot of people here.
I just got here myself. Thanks for coming. It's too crazy right now. Yeah. These guys are tripping out. We don't have security. The owner. The owners of the place were freaking out because we didn't have a security guard. Okay, I just don't want you to freak out. I'm trying to help you, man. I understand. A security never showed up. So me and my friends, like, we were basically being security, and we basically had to hold the door so no one can get in anymore because he didn't want any more people coming in. It was just crazy. So yeah, there's no more people coming in. Sorry, man. Had people asking questions and people trying to get in, and it was just like nonstop madness for a second. Oh man.
If Eric comes, can you let them back in?
No.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I can't let anybody back in anymore. It ended up being a really successful night. Looking back at it, I think it was definitely worth all the stress. And
that's a fucking rap. Oh, that's a rap.
This is John Julio. That was a day in my life. I hope you enjoyed it.
methods of success, inventing methods of delivery with versatility, making history like Masons in my book of rhyming notations. Face it.